Hi, I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5 The SoCal Sound, and you're joining me for another SoCal Sound session, this time with Allison Pontier. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you here. And we've had a chance over the last couple weeks to chat a little bit, and I think I know you well enough to know that you'd appreciate this. When I wrote Allison Pontier on my sheet of paper, it auto-corrected to Allison Panther.
Yeah, that's literally like my whole life in a sentence.
Which is great. Fantastic.
All of my like elementary school friends could not pronounce my last name, and so Allison Panther was a common occurrence.
It's pretty cool. I mean, if somebody's gonna mess up your name, Panther's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
The new EP is out now. It's called Shaking Hands with Elvis. The single, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, you've been hearing every single day on 88.5 for the last couple of months, and it's awesome. I'll start this way. So I heard your first EP, Faking My Own Death, last year. And I thought it was really solid. And there was one song in particular that stuck out to me, Hell is a Crowded Room. And I was taken with it. I'm like, I want to see what she does next. And so when I found out about the Boulder conference, this radio conference a month or so ago, when I saw you were on the list to perform, I circled that when I was going to make sure that I saw that. And here's what I saw. You played an outdoor stage, right? They had set up an outdoor stage for you. So anybody could show up, but there was no one there because it's basically in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, near, and like kind of a parking lot as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So there's no one there. You start performing and there's, you know, like, I don't know, 20, 30 industry people there. By the time you're done a half hour later, I look around, there are a couple hundred people that had squirreled in from the surrounding neighborhoods and just stopped in their tracks to watch this show. I would imagine that you're getting more and more of that as you tour around, people knowing your songs, singing along to the lyrics. It has to be a pretty mind-bending but pretty cool experience.
I just played my first two headline shows recently. I did one at Babies All Right in New York, and I did one at Hollywood Forever in California. And I was just amazed that like people came with signs and gifts. And we're like singing every word, and I was like holding people's hands. I had never experienced that before because I'm an opener for the last two tours that I just did, which I also loved. I do also love winning over a crowd, but to have people who really understand and are there because they see you and they understand you and they relate to you was amazing. And for that Colorado show, I was just like really feeling the love in a strange place. Like I didn't know that many people there and I didn't know what to expect, but it became one of my favorite shows I've ever done. So thank you for mentioning it.
It was amazing. And you made a lot of friends, but not just with fans that walked up, but people in the industry too. People were really impressed.
I hope so.
and not least of all with the outfit. You're wearing this Louisiana Hayride country cowboy outfit. It was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
By the way, you just played Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which, you know, you said, and I would imagine that was interesting, having a song called Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Just a little tip. Maybe next time, name a song Intercontinental in Bali or French Polynesia, something where you can make that actually happen and end up playing a show.
Or just, SoCal Sound, maybe.
SoCal Sound, I love it. So you're going to do three songs for us?
Yes.
The first one is called Autopilot. What would you tell us about this before we hear it?
I mean, Autopilot is a song about my intense phobia of driving. I'm a 26-year-old baby, apparently, because I'm so scared to drive. But this was just my way of kind of putting something that has been so difficult for me for so long into a song that is loud, that feels like I'm shouting my insecurities, and I'm really, really proud that I have a song about me not being able to drive.
All right. This is a SoCal Sound Session with Allison Pontier. Have a listen to Autopilot.
Shaken awake from my nightly fever, I shouldn't have watched Christina. If my stepmom got me in that old beater, then I would have stayed 16 years old. And I can't drive it if I can't focus, and I can't grow up if I'm not ready to die. Unless I wake up in 21 on autopilot, I can't between the lines, but not for lack of trying. I'm just stuck on autopilot. I've never been a nightly reader, studying late for a test the next day. I'm old enough to be their teacher, so why am I worried to make mistakes? So, and I'm not passing if I can't focus, and I can't grow up if I'm not ready to die. Unless I wake up in 2100 on autopilot, I can't stay between the lines, but not for lack of trying. I'm just stuck on autopilot. And I can't grow up if I'm not ready to die. Unless I wake up in 2100 on autopilot, I can't stay between the lines, but not for lack of trying. I'm just stuck on autopilot. Autopilot.
That's Autopilot from Alison Pontier on the SoCal session. Before you displayed that song, you were saying that you had this difficulty with driving.
Yeah.
We were talking about the show at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and also we talked about the show in Boulder. You mentioned that you were shy. You were a painfully shy person, but at each of these shows, I see you at the end of them saying, "I'm going to shake everybody's hand before I go. Stick around after the show, and I'll you know sign whatever and hang out." How do you square those two things? Is it a different part of your personality that we're seeing at the end of those shows that's able to do that and then another different part that we might see at the farmer's market?
So I think the reason I write a lot of songs about identity is because there are such weird shifts between who I am. I'm pretty shy and I struggle with a lot of social issues sometimes, but like I do like being interviewed. I do like getting to know people. And through my project, it has really been, you hear a lot of artists being like, music is my therapy, my project is my therapy. But like, to be 100% honest, this project has helped me so much love myself, get to know myself, and it has given me the opportunity to like really be who I am. And in that case, I had never really had shows where I got to really talk to people and meet people because of COVID. And after my headline shows, I met people that like actually really cared about what I was doing. And now I'm like addicted to it. I can't stop meeting people that know my songs. It's the only reason why I am so happy to keep doing it. So,
right. That's awesome. Your videos. They're amazing. You should go and get lost in her videos because there are several of them that are gothic and campy. And I mean, if you know how they suggest videos for you on the right hand side, if like Twin Peaks comes up, don't be surprised. There's a lot of interesting influences that seem to be at play there. What are those influences? What are the movies that haunt you that I'm watching when I see your videos?
This is a dangerous question because I can go on at length about this, but I will be very chill about it. So I grew up loving movie musicals. So think like West Side Story, Little Shop of Horrors, those, and oh my God, and Singing in the Rain. I think Singing in the Rain, that like dream sequence is so important to me. But I think those movies and then like campy 1960s, like Barbarella, Flash Gordon. And then from there, I also really like B horror movies. I love, best reference is House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price. It is so good. And you can see all of the invisible wires of like the skeletons that are moving around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
Right.
I love it.
Is Halloween your jam?
Oh yeah, Halloween is an incredible holiday that I honor every year. It's better than my birthday.
So. Nice.
Yeah.
And do they have those devil contact lenses and prescription strength? Because I've...
Okay, just a little story about that. I am like a Twilight stan. I'm obsessed with the movie Twilight. I love the soundtrack. It introduced me to like so many incredible artists like Bon Iver and St. Vincent, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so when we got the alien contacts, I went in there and I found out they did the Twilight contacts. And there's like 20 or 30 pictures of me like thumbs upping in front of all of the like autographs and pictures they had at the contact place. It was the best moment of my life.
I need a set of those for Halloween. Let's hear another song. We're going to hear the song Harshest Critic in the Room. What would you say to set this up? What do we need to know?
Earlier, we talked about how I struggle with anxiety and social interaction and just trying to look at myself from another person's perspective, and this is that song. And every time we play it on tour, it's my moment to like stay grounded and like remember what I'm doing and stay present, because sometimes, you know, you get nervous on stage. This is my anti-being nervous song.
All right, enjoy this. This is Harshest Critic in the Room, Allison Pontier on this SoCal Sound Session.
Late night, TV makes me daydream on this lame night. What if all my fears were on display, right? The world under a spotlight, would they still be on my side? After all the curtains close, they'll leave their seats and drive on home. They might not know a single word I said. If the highlight reel is on repeat, only on repeat for me, could I say I'd do it all again? And if I'm being honest, don't know if I tell you who's the harshest critic in the room. It could be the studio audience, but they're just paying for admission, and I'm the one with everything to lose. Who's the harshest critic in the room? I'm terrified of the way I look when it's through a stranger's eyes. I wish I had a way to peek inside their minds, but it wouldn't fix the problems I see through mine. It's just how I'm wired. After all the curtains close, they leave their seats and drive on home. They might not know a single word I said. If the highlight reel is on repeat and only on repeat for me, could I say I'd do it all again? And if I'm being honest, don't know if I can tell you who's the harshest critic in the room. It could be the studio audience, but they're just paying for admission, and I'm the one with everything to lose. Who's the harshest critic in the room? Ooh, why is being good to myself for someone else? Ooh, why is being good to myself for someone else? And if I'm being honest, don't know if I can tell you who's the harshest critic. was the harshest critic in the room.
This is a SoCal Sound Session with Allison Pontier. You just heard Harshest Critic in the Room. One thing I've noticed that you do in the shows that I've seen, your performance here today, the ones that I've seen online, you do something really smart, and that is you surround yourself with really good musicians.
Yeah.
Of course. that's something that I think a lot of people miss. But and it's also something that you have to have a certain degree of self-confidence, because you will have, you know, perhaps musicians around that are have more musical prowess than you. Speak to that.
I think that playing with my band is one of the greatest privileges ever. I played with Kaylee today. I play with Max, who is the guitar player that you saw. I've played with Madden, who's an amazing drummer, and Caitlin, who you saw as well. And I don't know, all of these people are amazing people. I love hanging out with them just as much as I love like playing with them. And the best way to get better at anything is to surround yourself with people that you can learn from. I look up to all of them, and I'm very, very lucky that they get to play on my project. So I love them.
You wondered what the zinger question is. I just happened to look down here. I think I know what it is.
Okay, I'm ready.
Everything on Wikipedia is true.
Okay.
So it says on your Wikipedia page that you, when you were in, once you moved to New York,
yeah,
you modeled,
yeah,
you sold jewelry that you made, and, quote, drew commissioned pet portraits. Please explain, and let me know how much we're talking, because Sparky and Pika have not yet had a sat for a portrait.
Oh, okay. Well, so when I first moved to New York, you know, I was on the struggle bus, like everyone else that has ever moved to New York, and, I've always like tried to make money on the side from like art or my other hobbies and interests, and one of them was doing these like stained glass portraits, these like digital portraits of like people's pets, and it was actually weirdly very emotional, because usually it was like a memorial of some kind. So I was really happy that people trusted me to do something so personal and sweet. And yeah, I'm a big animal lover, so it made sense.
You have pets?
I don't have pets right now, but I do foster dogs sometimes, especially with Waggytail in New York.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's just now like 13 months since you released the first record.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're playing shows, like we said, where people know all of the words. Does it feel like it's happening quickly? Or do you feel like, is it, oh, they're an overnight sensation that had to struggle for years and years and years? Which does it feel like to you right now?
I mean, I still very much feel like I'm in the process of getting to where I want to go. I think that, like, right now I'm in this phase where I have fans that mean so much to me because they're here early. I, like, know a lot of them by name and, like, have talked to them many times, or they come to multiple shows. So that's really important to me, but I mean, I am still very much working on myself all the time, working on the music all the time. But truly, I never thought I'd be able to do this. I never thought that this would be my life. This is always just my dream. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't wake up every day and I'm like, oh my God, I get to sing today on a radio station, or I get to play a show, or even just write music. This is my dream job, and I'm really happy I get to do it.
You get to sing on a radio station here in just a second. We're going to hear Hollywood Forever Cemetery, an acoustic version of the electric that you've been hearing on the station. Before I do, I want to ask one question. When you were little, what was your first instrument?
Oh, piano. My mom put me in piano lessons, and I thank God for her. I literally was like, I don't want to do piano anymore. Every kid resists piano lessons, but I'm so glad she did. That was the best.
And then you moved to guitar at what age?
Oh, I learned guitar like 2 years ago. The show you saw, like, I, you know, guitar is very new to me, but I love it. I love like being able to hold it while I'm playing, and it makes me feel like a rock star.
Yeah, you never know. All right, let's hear the song. This is Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's Allison Pontier on the SoCal Sound Session. ¶¶
death unknown. Gone in an instant. You've made headlines before, but this one's different. Rhinestones and limousines, you've got an expensive name. They try to know you from the silver screen till you fell from grace. Did Norma Jean that long ago? Even in death, you put on a show at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Long ago, you sold your soul to get played on the radio. They left your body down below at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That's Hollywood Forever Cemetery from Allison Pontier. Thank you so much for sharing the music with us today. This has been fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having such great questions about pet portraits.
I knew you'd like that. So what's next? I mean, I know you're in town writing songs now. What does the next, the rest of this year look like? Because you're off the tour. You're done with that. What's it look like from here on out?
I'm writing a lot. I just did a big writing trip for the next project that I'm working on. Other than that, videos, music, the whole thing, and hopefully a tour soon.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Nice. I didn't do a deep dive. I just happened to look on my phone earlier to see what recent things you had on Twitter or whatever, or Instagram. And did I see you say that you're in your love songwriting phase? Was that?
Oh my God, I can't believe you saw that. Yes, yeah. I usually don't write a lot of love songs, but something has happened to me recently, and that's like my new goal is to really like capture what love feels like to me. So we'll see what that's like.
All right. Will it be EP3 or will we be looking at an LP?
I don't know.
You're not tipping your hand,
are
you?
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know.
You're not divulging anything. The new EP is called Shaking Hands with Elvis. That's a conversation for another day. I think that's a whole new interview. and the song Hollywood Forever Cemetery you'll continue to hear on 88.5. Thanks for joining us today. Allison Pontier, it's a SoCal Sound session. I'm Andy Chanley.